Alright everybody, so this is going to be a quick review over the lead statuses that you can have in FranConnect. So I am currently in the CRM tab, and I'm going to just click on one of my test leads that I have here to give you a quick look at where I'm talking about first. So in the lead's primary info, you have the second section which has lead details. And this is where you have the drop-down menu of all the different lead statuses that your lead can go through. When you first get a new lead or new contact in, you always start off here. When you have a contact, it kind of makes the primary info record a little less, has a little less options. So this one's set as a lead. And always make sure if you're working on lead statuses, if it's an actual lead and you put it in as a contact in the beginning, do go back and change that so that you can have the correct lead status menu. So each one of these different lead statuses has a different purpose, and each of them will give you different metrics along the way as well. So I created a little cheat sheet to go along with this. I'm going to bring that over here. And basically, it goes through each of those different lead statuses and the time frame and basically what you want to start thinking about when it comes to the reports and different things like that. So really, with a new lead, the time frame is about 1 to 60 days, and these are those potential clients that you get. So if you have a new lead, and it's getting to be past 60 days, I would either reach out to them or figure something out or put them into dead lead zone. Suspect prospects, the second one here, this is until they engage into the process or they drop out. So unless they're engaging, unless they're doing the PFA, they're doing the research, and if they drop out, you know, then you move them to dead lead. The call 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, these are really just to be updated as you go along. Not many people utilize this part as much. Most people will go straight to PFA sent, but the call 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is really just to help you stay organized as far as where you are in the process with the specific person. But if you do go to PFA sent, usually the time frame is about after 30 days of the PFA being sent. If it's not completed, then move it to dead lead after either talking to them or reaching out on your own. If it's official, they're not going forward, then just move them to dead lead after the PFA is sent and after 30 days has been passed. And if you update all of these, so if you update from new lead or suspect prospect and you go to PFA sent, PFA completed, and so forth, they're all going to help you get more accurate metrics in the FranConnect search and reports area. So it's not just about helping you stay organized. It's about helping keeping your numbers as accurate as possible when you do go pull reports or search or any of the above. So as you are going through this list here, the rest of these things all the way up to about discovery day are basically, again, to keep you on track, to keep the metrics on track, and to kind of give you a snapshot of where your clients are or where they might be, kind of waiting. So maybe working with Zors is taking a really long time, and you see that in a report or something. So it's there to help you see what's going on with all your different leads. When you get to on hold down here, this is meant for a placeholder for follow-up. You're not meant to keep the lead status on hold forever. If it's staying at a position where they're not moving forward in the process, then you need to make a decision after 30 or 60 days to put them into dead lead or see if you can't move them along in the process. So the on hold is not a place, it's a placeholder for the follow-up, but it's not a placeholder for the lead indefinitely. So at the time of follow-up, either move it back into the system again or make it a dead lead. So dead lead right above it. So the time frame for a dead lead is about 60 to 90 days. If they're not doing anything in that time, then they're pretty much in the dead lead zone. And if you have done everything you can to try to get them out of the dead lead zone, you know, just put them there after 60 to 90 days if it doesn't seem like they're moving forward. The sale's completed. So this is the only way for you to get the invoice request form option. So when the funds and the signed agreement have been received by the franchisor, then get the invoice request form. And it should never have an invoice request form with the lead status as a contact. So like I said, if you've had a contact that turned into a lead, then you need to make that different category change in the lead info record so that when you go to sales completed and you click change status, you can go into more action, and the invoice request form is the first option here. So when you get everything taken care of and the sale is complete, that's how you get to the invoice request form. And again, these have to be set as a lead and not a contact so that you can have that invoice request form completed correctly. Speaking of contacts, so the category and detail has to be set as contact, and I believe it's actually automatic when you do that. Might as well go look at it now. So if you go into lead summary, mine always takes just a little longer to go since there's so many leads in there, so I apologize for the slow loading. Okay, I'm just going to click on. Oh, okay. There it goes. So add lead or contact. Again, this is in lead summary, or when you click on CRM, that home page, it's on the middle section of the home page, add lead or contact. So when you're putting somebody in there, what I'm talking about as far as lead status in the beginning, new lead or contact. And when you click on contact, it should automatically gray out these fields, the category and details, to say contact. So you don't have to worry about that. With a new lead, I would definitely make sure that it's not set on contact. Do try to get as specific as possible here. And if it's not in a category, like if you click IFA, or that's kind of a bad one, if you click on an email from a national campaign and you want to get more specific, you can come down here in the comments section. And then definitely in this area too, additional information, you can also put the time that your PFA was sent and that it was received. And this area here is a good way for you to also track that as well, the date of consultation, all of that good stuff. So this can also be modified once you create the profile. So if we go back to my test, and you click modify, you can still go back into the lead details and make updates like that. Okay? And when you're clicking on the different lead statuses, you can change them by clicking modify and going down and clicking save down here. But again, you can also just go in without having to modify and just click this drop down and then change status. That'll do it for you. So as we go through the rest of them, again, the PFA sent, if it's after 30 days, it's not completed, move to dead lead. And then the rest of these are really just going to be updating so that you can pull correct metrics. That's pretty much it as far as this list, as far as reports and kind of searching these different things. If you want to go to the report section, so I'm in the CRM currently, and I'm just going through this top blue bar here, and I'm going to click reports. So lead status-based reports, there's actually a section already created for you on here, which we'll go through, and lead status report, lead timelines, pipeline, change. So this will give you a really good snapshot of your lead statuses and the different things here that you can focus on. If there's some sort of report that you want that's not already created, again, there's a ton of custom reports too. You can look through here and see. These are pretty much the same, I believe. So if there's one in here that you want to create on your own, then you would just create a new report up here. That's one way to kind of narrow down and focus on exactly what you want. But also, if you are in this tab and you want to click on search, once that loads, so this is where you can go to see the current status change from. So let's say that you want to look at people that you sent the PFA to, and then that completed the PFA. You can also get specific with the dates, but if you just want to change those and get information about that, you can search and it'll bring up the leads that the status changed from PFA sent to PFA received. And this is a good way for you to kind of see where some people are in your process. So this is one way to kind of narrow it down too as well in the search bar. So hopefully this gives you a better idea of the lead statuses. Again, I will be including this document in here with it, but if you have any more questions, feel free to call or email me, and hopefully this will be helpful for your metrics and moving forward.